7. You're going to hear 4 extracts of people talking about their first job. Listen to the extracts and do the 2 tasks below. You must do both tasks while you're listening. You will listen only once.
When I was 14, I was hired for an after-school job selling subscriptions for my hometown paper. I was sent to some of the city's worst neighborhoods to solicit door-to-door. Even though I was often scrambling around after dark in bad areas, searching for garage apartments, I was grateful for the work. It was challenging because people didn't like a stranger knocking on their door, especially a kid trying to get them to buy something. I was soon among the top subscription sellers and, like other successful salesmen, was given responsibility for training newcomers. Around this time, I started playing the harmonica and guitar. Before long, I was playing in a band at chili cook-offs and other events. When I turned 18, I focused my attention on becoming a professional musician. I never lost sight of this dream. I'm sure my perseverance came from what I learned knocking on strangers' doors.
My first real long-term job was at a local diner called the Buttercup Bakery. I worked there for 7 years and learned so many lessons from my colleague, Helen. She was in her 60s and had incredible self-respect, something I was lacking. I looked up to Helen because she was doing what she loved, serving people, and nobody did it better. She made everyone smile and feel good, customers and co-workers alike. Thanks to the newfound confidence I picked up from Helen, I dreamed of having my own restaurant. My first job changed my life. One of my regular customers was Tom Brown, an electronics salesman. I shared my dream with him, and one day he handed me a cheque of $50,000 with a note that I have to this day. It reads, "The only collateral on this loan is my trust in your honesty as a person. Good people with a dream should have the opportunity to make that dream come true." I took the cheque to Merrill Lynch, where the money was invested for me. Soon I found myself thinking about what it would be like to be a stockbroker. After great deliberation, I decided to apply for a job at Merrill Lynch. Even though I had no experience, I was hired and ended up becoming a pretty good broker. I paid back Tom, and 5 years later, I was able to open my own firm.
Both my parents come from towns in Mexico. When I was 4, my family moved to East Los Angeles. Even though we struggled to make ends meet, my parents stressed to me and my 4 brothers and sisters how fortunate we were to live in a great country with limitless opportunities. They imbued in us the concepts of family, faith, and patriotism. I got my first real job when I was 10. My dad injured his back working in a cardboard factory and started cleaning the parking lot in the local shopping center. To pick up trash, Dad used a little machine that looked like a lawnmower. Mom and I emptied garbage cans and picked up litter by hand. I did it for 2 years, but the lessons I learned at an early age have lasted a lifetime. I acquired discipline and a strong work ethic. This really helped during my senior year of high school when I worked 40 hours a week flipping burgers at a fast food joint. The hard work paid off. I attended the U.S. Military Academy and went on to receive graduate degrees in law and business from Harvard. Later, I joined a big Los Angeles law firm and was elected to the California State Assembly.
I was 17, and my job was to try to keep 80 fairly active 10, 11, and 12-year-olds from killing one another or themselves. Among other activities, I would take them camping in the woods outside Dover Plains, New York. I was a suburban kid, and a wonderful thing about the job was that it exposed me to different people. Kids from the inner city and college students from exotic places like Minnesota. Being out in the woods with the kids was a little scary. I suddenly realised these were actually somebody's children and I was responsible for them. Not one of them, to my knowledge, ever died on me, although occasionally there were bee stings. I found myself being an authority figure because I had to. The experience was the biggest test of responsibility I had ever faced. When I returned to high school after that first summer, it seemed a lot less intimidating than before. Plus, I had earned $375, which, after trips to the Camp Candy store, was down to 8 cents clear profit.